Alaikum, sweetest friends. We're continuing our shir on the Gemara in Maseches Kedusha and Daf Ches Amud Beis, that if a man says to a woman, "It's kashli b'mana," and she says, "Put it on a rack," she's not mekudeshes. If it was her rack, she is mekudeshes. For if Bibi said, if it's the cell of both of them, it's the rack that belongs to both of them, what's the din? And he asks, and the Gemara says, "Teku." So Rashi says that it's her rack, she's mekudeshes midin chotzer. And the previous shir, we saw the kash of Tosis and the Rashi and Rashi, and we saw the way Rashi learned, the way Tosis learned. So now we're going to continue. That it emerges from the parish of Rashi, that Tanam Agabe Sela, Shel Shneim, that the tzad that she's mikudeshes is midin chotzer, if it's the rack that belongs to both of them. Tosis and the Rashi ask, from what it says in Bava Basra, that Rav Yane says, Pei Dalet Amud Beis, that chotzer a shutfin. Our kone, as Emi said, that if you have a chas that belongs to two people, one person can be kone from the other. And the Gemara established it as talking about a case, the modeid betoch kupasa, that the kinyan is being made because it's not just that we have a dual chatzer, but a co-ownership on the chatzer, but it is being placed from the mocher into the kelim of the kone. So the kelim of the kone are what are kone. But agabe karka lo kana, because chatzer ashutfin is not his chatzer to be kone. Because chatzer ashutfin is not his chatzer to be kone, only if it's in his kelim. So how can Rashi say that if this rak belongs to both of them, she's mekudeshes midin chatzer? When you see that a chatzer mishutefet, that if you have a chatzer that belongs to both of them, it's not kone. So what's bechlal the shayla? Chatzer shel shneim ein mekudeshes. Only if it's b'modeid b'toch kupasa, only if it's going into his kelim. But stam azoi, the chatzer isn't kone. So what's Rashi's tzad that if the rak belongs to both of them, she's mekudeshes midin chatzer? So in order to be Miyashiv Rashi, we need to learn a tshuva of the Rosh. In Klal Aleph, Simon Aleph. The question is about Shimon that lives with Reuven in Reuven's house, and he pays rent. And Shimon was Kona Metzia in the house. Does it belong to Shimon, or does it belong to Reuven? Because Zachta Lachatzero. Says the Rosh, since he's paying rent, Schirus Liome is a memker, it's considered a sale, and it's like Chatzer HaShutfin, and we say in a mocher it says Sfina that Chatzer HaShutfin is Kona Zemizeh. So since in a Chatzer, hold on, since a Chatzer HaShutfin is Kona Zemizeh, so one can acquire from the other. So, kol shekein inish dalma, certainly if we have a chatzer ashutfin, one of the shutfin can acquire from a third party, from someone else. And if you would have a deer that runs into the house, and it's trapped in the house, they'll both be zoche. Because their chatzer is zoche for them. And it's like tshnayim shekbiu metziya. And this Tshuvas HaRosh is brought into our Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpatzim and Rei Samach Siv Dalet. Frektik Tzos, whoa, hold on, T.O. Coach. The Gemara is Masik Ipcha. The Gemara says L'maskana that Chatzer HaShutfin Ein Konim Zemizeh. Only if you put it into the other person's Kalim, into the Konah's Kalim. So what's the Rosh talking about? What's Shulchan Aruch talking about? And he also asked from the Tosis and the Rosh in our sugya. Rosh himself says, Chatzer HaShutfin Ein Konim Zemizeh. And with respect to the Guf HaDin of the Rosh and the Tur Shulchan Aruch, look there in the Ktzos, who proves from that Chatzer HaShutfin Ein konim shneim, even a metziah that comes from a third party, not only Chatzar Ashutfin, the Rosh was wrong, he said Chatzar Ashutfin Konim Zemizeh. No. Chatzar Ashutfin Ein Konim Zemizeh. And not only is Ein Konim Zemizeh, even a Metziah that comes from the outside, they're not Konim. And he proves this from the Yerushalmi, that if you have a Kosel, Shebein Shtei Mechitzas, you have a Kosel between two Chatzeres. Rabbi Shmuel Chatzar Mechtzel Zeh, Mechtzel Zeh. Because everybody realizes that what part of the Kosel is Shaykh to them, so they're not Shutif in the Kosel, they're just Shechayim. So one opinion says is that they each have half of the wall. The other one says they each have the whole thing. They're shutif in the whole kotel. Ma mafka beinehem, matzah mitziah. What's the difference if they find the mitziah? The one who says mechtel azeh. So one half, if it falls in his half, he gets it. And if it falls in the other guy's half, the other guy gets it. And the other one says kul azeh. Then the one who finds it gets it because he took it. But shutfin are not kona mitziah by a chatzar mishutefes. So it's a tzarechi and b'divrei harash v'tur shulchan aruch that the bias that the maskir and the socher are living in is kona the mitziah for both of them. You see, in often a Yerushalmi, the end of bav mitziah is nishgerecht, that it's not correct to say that the chatzar mishutefes is kona. It's not. Says in the Yerushalmi that it's not. If you have a wall that belongs to both of them, it's not Kona. So how can the Russians to Shulchan Aruch say that it is Kona for them? That if you have a bias that the Socher and the Maskir live in, it's Kona Metziah L'Shneim. So it would appear, says Hagaon Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, that we can answer as follows. In the Gemara in Bav Basra on Peidalad Amid Beis, it says Toshma Adam Rabbi Ani Amar Rabbi Chatzar Ashutfin Konim Zemizeh Mai La Bagabe Karka. So it says that Chatzar Ashutfin is Konim Zemizeh. Frak the Gemara, does this not mean that if it's on the ground that one can be Konim for the other Midim Chatzar? And for the Gemara, no, the Gemara is Dochalola Toch Kupaso. It's in his Kalim. So L'chor we have to understand. Since he's moded l'toch kupaso, since he's putting the object in his own box, in his own kli, in other words, he's kona alts kli and not alts chotzer. So why then do we say chotzer ashutfin konim zemizeh? The Gemara says chotzer ashutfin konim zemizeh. And the Gemara ends up, then it's not the chotzer, it's the kli. So if it's not the chotzer, it's the kli, then say the kli. It's not chotzer, it's konim zemizeh, it's the kli. So l'chora, we can say that since the kelim of the lokeach birshus mocher lo kana lokeach. Now, if you have kelim of a buyer in the rishus of the seller, the buyer isn't kona. V'dafka b'chatzer ha'mishutefet lo v'la mocher kana lokeach. Only if it's a co-owned courtyard, only there the lokeach is kona with his kelim. As it says in Bava Basra, Pei Amid Aleph, Kel Shaladim Kona Labuchom Makom, Shishla Rishus Lanicho, that your Kelim are Kona for you in any place, that you have Rishus to put them there. So it's good that it says, Chatzar Ashutvin, Kona Zemizeh. Then we can say that it's the Chatzar Ashutvin that's Kona Zemizeh. As we're going to explain. Hold on tight. So it would appear that we could be mechadesh that bedin chotzer hakone, there are really two elements. One is the etzem hachotzer, and one is the rishus hachotzer. One is the courtyard itself, and one is the domain of the courtyard. The usage of the courtyard, the fact that the courtyard is my area. And then there's the etzem hachotzer. So for Kinyan Chatzer, Medarv Baide, we need both of them for Kinyan Chatzer. That the Etzem HaChatzer has to be yours, and also it should be your Rishus. That you should have full rights in this Chatzer. When we say that Chatzer HaShutfin, Ein HaKona LaZeh MiZeh, That's not mitzad the rishus, because it's considered a rishus gemura for both of them. They can both use the courtyard. What's the problem? Just problem is that the etzem hachotzer has to belong to you. And since if it's a chotzer hashutfin, the etzem hachotzer doesn't belong, the whole thing doesn't belong to me, that prevents the sale from taking place, from being effective, the kinyan. Now the yisod adin that the kelev shalokeach b'rishus mocher, that you have kelev of the buyer and the rishus of the seller, melokeach isn't kone, it would appear that it's not mitzad etzem hachotzer, because the etzem hachotzer is the kli. Since you're making this kinyan in a kli, the etzem hachotzer is the kli, and the chayfetz is munach bakli. So what's the problem then? What's the problem? Kelev shelokech b'rishus mocher, the chotzer is his, because the chotzer is the kli, and the chayfetz is in the chotzer, it's in the kli. So what's the problem? The problem is mitzad harishus, because this domain, this area of the courtyard, does not belong to the buyer. Look there in the Rashbam, who writes the reason he's not kone is because the rishus is ikar, ubatel hakli legabei harishus. The rishus, this courtyard, this usage of the courtyard, is the ikar. And the kli, which is my kli, I'm the kone, so it's my kli. You're right, the kli belongs to me. But it's in the rishus, it's in the domain of my friend, of the mocher. And therefore it's no good. So the etzem achotzer is mine, the kli, but the rishus in which it's in is not. Since the kli is birishus mocher, therefore batel rishus hakli lirishus mocher. So the kli is indeed mine. And it's a chatzer. And you could say, also have rishus. It's also my rishus. I can also use it. It's my domain. But it's batel to the chatzer, because it's birishus hachatzer. We don't look at it as not being in the rishus of the chatzer. It's certainly in the rishus of the chatzer. So you can say that it itself is a chatzer, but this chatzer is in the rishus of the bigger chatzer. And it's batel to that bigger chatzer. And therefore he's not kone, unless the mocher says to him zil kani. Why does it help if the mocher says to him zil kani, go be kone, like it says in Peva of Amid Aleph? Zok the Rashbam Dordan, dehainu mishum de kemand de moshe le mokom anachos kelev dam. It's like he's lending out the area where he's putting the kli. So now he has the rishus as well. According to this, That chotzer hashutfin is kone zemizeh b'modeid l'toch kupaso. That chotzer hashutfin is kone one from the other when he is measuring it into his kupa is not just mitzad the kli. Because this kli is in the rishus of the mocher, it's a helfnish. Doesn't do anything for us. But the fact that it's the kli of the kone, together with the fact that the rishus is both of theirs, like we said, because the rishus belongs to both, they both have equal use, the whole, it's both of their domains. So the etzem achatzir can't be konin for me, because the etzem achatzir is meshutif. But the rishus, it's considered completely my domain. It's completely my rishus, just like it's completely his rishus. The shituf achatzir means it's partly mine and partly his, but the rishus is both of ours. So the shutfus doesn't prevent the chatzir from being considered my rishus. So even though, if it's munach b'chatzir, you can't make a kinyan because the etzem hachatzir is mishutefes. But when you're measuring it into your kupa, what you want to acquire, if you want to buy wheat and you put it in your box, your kli, your sal, that we have the etzem hachatzir mitzad the kli, and then we have the rishus hachatzir is also mine because the rishus is mishutefes. That doesn't prevent it from being mine. So the rishus ha-mishutef is not mevatel the rishus ha-kli. If it would be only his rishus, the chatzir, then that would be mevatel my kli, like we saw in the Gemara with the Rashbam. But if the chatzir is mishutefes, so mitzad that it's a rishus mishutefes, that's fine. That doesn't prevent it from being considered completely mine. It's completely mine, completely as we both have complete rights in this chatzir. But the etzem ha-chatzir, who does that belong to? That belongs to both of us, and that stares the kinyan, that disables the kinyan. But here we don't have the problem with the etzem achatzer, because here he's putting it into the other person's kli. So it's true that chatzer shel shutfin konim zemizeh, because the rishus achatzer is part of the kinyan. That allows us to say that the kli, which is in the rishus, isn't batel to rishus. The etzem achatzir, which is the kli, which is in the rishus hamishutefes, is not batel. If it would just be the rishus of the mocher, then it would be batel, unless he says zilkini, and then he's mashal in that makom. But if he doesn't, then it would be batel to the rishus achatzir of the mocher. But since it's a rishus mishutefes, you say the chatzir is taka kona for both of them, not the etzem achatzir, because the etzem achatzir is just his sal. The rishus achatzir, it's considered both of their rishuyos completely. So it's taka that the rishus is kone. And that is kone b'tseiruf, the fact that it's my kli, that the etzem achatzer belongs to me. So the problem with chatzera mishutefes is the etzem achatzer. Here we skirt that problem, we avoid that problem, because the etzem achatzer is mine, that's the kli with which I'm being kone. And then Vaita, what about the courtyard that it's in? Isn't it batel to that chatzer? The answer is no, because it's both of ours. It's a rishus mishutefes, which doesn't prevent it from being considered completely mine as well. And that's what Rebbe says: chatzer ashutfin konin zemizeh, because the chatzer is considered his rishus, but it's dafka b'modei b'toch kupasa that is kalim rakonin. So Baruch Hashem, now we have a Havana in the Gemara in Bava Basra and Pei Dalet on the base. We still haven't concluded our explanation of Rashi, who says that Tnei Magabesel Shoshneim, that the Tzad Shetshis Mekudeshes is Midin Chatzer, and then Tosus and the Rosh ask from the Gemara in Bava Basra, as we saw at the beginning of the Shir, that Chatzer Shoshneim is not Kone Zemizeh. So, how can Rashi say the Gemara's Mesupik of Chatzer name is Kona Zemizeh, and the Gemara says that it's not? So we have Mahalach, now that we made this Chilik between the Rishus HaChatzer and the Etzem HaChatzer, so we have some paved roads to start moving on, and Amir Tashem, in the next Shir, we will continue. We should be neder, we hope. We should all be Zochel, Lilmod, Ulalamed, Lishma, Velasas. Well, the kaim is called the very samut of Rasul Yahava. Amen, v'amen. Shalom, sweetest friend.